Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. God only knows why. Welcome to it.
Welcome to New Jersey, where fun comes to be taxed and then murdered.
That's pretty good.
Taxed and murdered.
That's why Newark is so safe.
This is show 260, and Evan Knappen is on the show. I got a bunch of questions for him to answer. And we also have a special guest, and I'm going to tell you what happened. I get this month's ANJRPC monthly newsletter for the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs, and there's a full-page color ad for this U.S. Law Shield, Firearms Legal Defense Program, and I see Evan Knappen's face on it. So I folded it and said, for show 260, I'm going to ask him what this is about, because Jose from Philly Firearms Training told me signed on with Jim Fisher, who is the rep, right? What are you, Jim? Tell
I'm
us
the
right
state director for Pennsylvania, New Jersey.
Okay, so he's got a free state and a not-so-free state to the handle. So I was going to ask you guys what the hell this is, because it's important. Well, tell us what it is.
Right.
Jim, he'll let him lead, Jim, and then we're going to ask you particular nurse.
Here's the deal. This is, for the first time, you know, through the years, different folks have asked about, is there a firearm legal defense plan or program or something that I'm part of? And I got to tell you that I have joined as the program director in U.S. Law Shield for New Jersey. And what this plan, and Jim will explain it to you, but what makes this so important for New Jersey citizens is that you're not just protected should you have to use self-defense, in other words, a use of deadly force in some manner, but you are protected for possessory offenses if you're charged with, you know, transporting your firearm unlawfully, if you're charged here stopping for a cheeseburger, you know, that kind of thing.
Going to the bathroom without a carry permit.
If you had a charge of assault firearm possession, you know, we're talking about stuff that in New Jersey, these charges are second degree, and you're looking at 10 years in state's prison. With this plan, you are going to have representation beginning to end on the criminal charge. And that representation, I'm the head attorney for it, and you have 24/7 emergency hotline access with zero attorney's fees, all right? And there's no caps and there's no limits. So you get into this program at only $10.95 a month, and you're protected in Jersey for all this scary gun stuff that you know. And you've seen what happens to folks. This is finally a plan that I can believe in, and I'm proud to be part of it. And
so
Jim can
explain
it for you.
You're saying that like for less than two Starbucks coffees,
exactly.
Right?
Hey.
You can get Evan Knappen for free.
Correct.
If you get jammed up,
less than one 9mm box of ammo a month.
Man, that's incredible. And this is the first one, Evan. I know you've been approached by a number of people throughout the years. Mm-hmm. And what makes Law Shield so different that you now all of a sudden decided
because most of
these are the people?
All the other ones that I've been familiar with only protected for a shooting, an actual use of deadly force.
In this state
which is something to be concerned about, but it's rare.
Yeah.
And particularly in New Jersey, where we're not a carry state.
Right.
And if you're shooting somebody in your house and, you know, hopefully you're justified in using deadly force, and the prosecutors usually are pretty reasonable when it comes to using deadly force in your home against a bad guy. So these kind of things limited its effect, in my view.
Yeah.
But this program by Law Shield actually covers possessory offenses under 39.3. And 39.5.
It's the only
2C.
One.
Yeah, and the 2C 39.5 is unlawful possession of handgun, unlawful possession of rifle, shotgun, unlawful possession of assault firearm.
Everything we were just talking about last week's show.
That's right.
It's the same thing.
And then 39.3 is large capacity magazine, hollow points, various knives, etc. So you're getting
So really I can now, for $10, buy this coverage and go out and buy all that other shit now. Keep it in my house, and then well, I get Evan Knapp.
Well, there you go. Just, you don't want to break the law, but there's legal ways to.
But it's an incentive.
But what happens
almost.
Is individuals, even though they're legal, the problem is law enforcement and
they don't care.
And you end up having to defend yourself. And sure, it ends up successful because you were righteous, you were legal. But yeah, but you got to pay. How much in legal fees?
Right. You could lose your
hourly rate.
Win the case and lose your home.
This is you're protected here with this. Wow. This is the gives you the coverage.
It's kind of a no-brainer.
So that's how it works.
I used to get questions about insurance and so Jim, if you could share with us the particulars of how this works and where people can go. What's the website?
USLawShield.com and sure, I think Mr. Knappen nailed it. You know, we are a membership-driven organization, 190,000 strong across the country. We have attorneys in all 50 states. What separates us is we are not an insurance company. You're not worrying about caps or limits or reimbursement schemes per se. You are getting an attorney when you need them all the way through your case, and you are not paying for those attorney fees.
Civil or criminal or just
criminal and civil?
Criminal and civil. Okay. Could have used them a while ago. Anyway,
they laid a dollar short.
Big, different time. Different
program. I could have put a hot air balloon.
Is that retroactive? Can we do that?
So, tell us how it works.
You become a member. You pay $10.95 a month. You can do it online. You can come out to one of our events. We do a lot of gun law seminars around the state. We're really getting those rolling now. So keep an eye out on gunlawseminar.com. And you'll be able to come on out to an event. Come out to one of Mr. Knappen's events. Come on down here to Gun for Hire. And you can join right then and there. You get issued a membership card. And it's as simple as can be. You know, there's not different tiers. There's not different coverage at levels. You become a member, you pay $10.95 a month, and you're afforded all the things we're talking about here. You can even call those attorneys throughout the day, and you get simple questions answered, you know, consulting them. You got an attorney in your back pocket. And then,
That's like the best deal I've ever heard.
It really is. I've never heard anything like this. And when you got 190,000 strong, we're able to provide a great value to the people.
So there's guys like you in all 50 states increasing the numbers. So basically, you're like self-insuring by having so many people paying our dues. When one or two of us get in trouble, we got the dough to handle
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And we're all covering each
other. We're coming back. We're not. Oh, I want to talk to Corey. I want to talk to Jim about. I just got a text from Corey. I want to talk to Jim about how Pennsylvania works.
Nice.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic is conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. He can improve your shooting. He's an NRA instructor and a chiropractor extraordinaire. So if you or anyone you know is within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, please send them to Waldorf Chiropractic or go yourself and have some fun. So I'm not picking up this guy's text, so now he's bullet calling me every 3 seconds. So now I block his number, and that's it. Now we don't have to deal with that anymore. So let's talk about what's going on here with U.S. Law Shield. So you represent PA, and you were at Jose's place at Philly Gun Training already?
Correct.
He's a cool dude, right?
He's a cool dude. He's a great guy. He runs a great business over there and helps a lot of people out in Philadelphia.
Yes, he's a really, really great guy. Mm. So I'm glad that everything's working out. And let's talk about this program a little more. So it's $10.95 a month. What do you take it, right out of a credit card?
Sure. Yeah, you can have a direct deposit kind of thing set up online.
Okay.
And they take it right out every month, and you're covered.
Now, what do I get, a package? Do I get a card? How does it work if I get in trouble? Let's
absolutely
go through the process, Jim.
So you have a membership card issued to you. On the back of that, you're going to have two numbers. You got a non-emergency number and an emergency number. Call that non-emergency number. You can ask any questions to the attorneys. They'll get back to you, you know, guide you through. If you're driving down the road and you think, can I have my gun here? They'll help you out with that. You also have an emergency hotline on there. That's a 24/7, 365 attorney-answered hotline. You're not calling that and getting a secretary or a crisis center. You call that at 3 a.m. Christmas Day. An attorney in your area is picking up that phone, and if it truly is an emergency, they're getting in the car, they're coming to the scene, and they're going to make sure, you know, from that point on, the investigation's conducted properly, and then you're represented criminally and civilly if proceedings arise out of anything that happened.
Now, does that cover you if you're outside of the state of New Jersey? Suppose I'm a member in New Jersey or a member in Texas, and I'm driving through New Jersey, which is more applicable. Would it be covered? Or if I had a question, if I called, somebody be able
absolutely
to answer my question?
Great question. You know, we do have attorneys in all 50 states, like I was saying, and the way that works is we do have a multi-state add-on. You pay $2.95 a month extra. You're covered and have access to those attorneys in all 50 states. If you're traveling, call them up, and they'll tell you everything you need to know about every state you're traveling through, and they'll, you know, provide you with a letter or whatever it is that they can do to help you understand the laws for what state you're traveling through and educate
fantastic
you so that you can protect yourself on the road as well.
Wow, this is like too good to be true. For a couple of bucks more, and you covered in the
$2.95, exactly.
Wow.
And the reason we do that is simply because we have members that never leave their home state, and you know, we don't want them to pay for the people that travel a lot.
Yeah.
So,
and there's
if you those travel,
of us who
you
travel
add it on
all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, aligning yourself with Napin, you guys must try to pick the top attorneys
we
in
sure
each state.
Do. That's the biggest focus.
Right. Not the guy who's available or the guy who
you're not getting
on
a tax
for the
attorney
lowest bidder or something. You
just did a real estate closing.
You're not getting a divorce attorney when you got a body on the floor. It doesn't work that way. So
who's the attorney for Pennsylvania?
We have quite a few. They grow with the member base, but Justin McShane is our head attorney, head program attorney. We also
familiar
have Mike Giaramita, both phenomenal attorneys. They both have, you know, trial experience, criminal defense. They understand what they're doing. They have experience in the courtroom. I've actually had the honor of watching them fight some cases before, and it's very, very powerful. They know what they're doing.
I like it, Jim. So I'm going to sign up for it, too. And what is it? It's uslawshield.com?
Uslawshield.com. And if you want to get a little more info, check out gunlawseminar.com. Come on out or come out to one of Evan Knappen's events as well. I just got to sit in on one of those today, and that was very cool as well. It's very knowledgeable.
Yeah, he's the man, right?
He knows
his
stuff. Yep.
Yeah, we need him.
Aw, shucks.
Oh,
39C, subsection B, paragraph 4.
Are you guys... you're a youngster, Jim, so Napin, you are familiar with what the FDA did with cigars recently?
Yeah, does that suck?
The FDA, the Food
anything
and Drug
Administration. 2007, all the great new brands.
Drew Estate's
all the
gone
blends. Yeah.
Crazy.
They're forcing them to have
right,
to go
enlighten
through
us. What's going on?
And
tell
the,
them, tell
and
them
the
what
e-cigarettes,
happened.
And the e-cigarettes, too. Cinco de Mayo on, that's when they did this, 2007. Any new blend, they're considering it new from 2007 on, has to go through FDA testing and spend all that money. Yeah,
wow.
It's wiping out the cigar industry.
So like a Cuban cigar
wiping,
would not be allowed.
Well, Cubans are just a whole other story. But I'm talking about all the Drew Estate stuff, all the stuff that, I mean, any you name it, any of the new brands. That I mean, just take a Cigar Aficionado magazine and look at all the new cigars they test and try.
Gone.
Gone.
They're gone.
Gone. You can't even buy them?
No. No, get a big. Can't sample anymore. Like, I belong to a cigar club.
It's outrageous.
And you wonder why I'm a libertarian.
This is outrageous.
We got burned a bitch down.
This is shit that's taxed at like 90%.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So you're cutting
right.
off your nose right. despite your right. face. The well, right hand doesn't care. Know what the left hand
you
is
don't
doing.
Understand.
You
know, only
the same with juice for electric
core.
Cigarettes.
Same
correct.
Thing. Same thing, but electric cigarettes
electric
and vaping.
Cigars, electric
do you
vaping,
know?
Yeah.
I mean, I had a discussion about this with a colleague the other day. Do you realize that the remember when Prohibition came through and alcohol was banned and the Women's
right.
Christian Temperance
right.
Union?
Right. Yes.
Well, the guy who started all of that, I can't remember his name. I think it was Wood or something like that. But they used Carrie Nation as a just a figurehead,
sure.
you know, like a Rosa
and
Parks sort of thing. Inner hatchets, right? Because who's going to beat up an 80-year-old woman who's chopping up your beer barrels?
Yeah.
Well, when Prohibition failed, the same guy convinced the Woodrow Wilson administration, they convinced all the progressives in the White House, it would be a good idea to poison the liquor that was coming through as bootleg liquor. So the federal government poisoned 50,000 people to death, and hundreds of thousands of other people were blind and maimed and really
right.
made
they
very
did,
sick.
They did do that. That's a fact.
They did that.
It's on the list of, like, worst things America did.
Right.
They're up there, Trail of Tears and concentration camps for...
And you know what stopped
on and on.
Them?
We have a trail of wonderful
things. Oh,
yeah,
we have a trail of
amazing,
a lot of things.
Amazing,
yeah,
wonderful
yes.
things.
All you got to do is look at Jackson.
Right, right.
But what's amazing is the reason that they stopped was because they submitted this shit to the FDA, and the FDA would have required a label to say this... Liquor contains poison, so they said, oh, well, you know, we can't break the FDA laws. It's just insane.
Yeah.
It's okay to kill 50,000 of your citizens.
Well, they weren't supposed to drink it, man.
They weren't supposed to drink
and
it.
And that's it.
And that was the concept is, well, if you put a drink to your lips, you're going to die a slow death anyway, so we're going to speed the process.
Isn't that nice?
Unbelievable.
So we got screwed by the FDA. Only in the United States do they take a freedom from you and then license it, and then you have to buy it back.
That's
right.
It. That's it.
Well,
right.
I mean, in China, they just shoot your ass.
But
so
in our country, you know, you want to drive, no problem. You can't until you apply for a license
right.
and
we'll
pay for
it.
And of course, we're going to tax it. But
and if you drive too fast, we'll tax you again.
But cigars, this is horrible. This
but
is
then,
horrible.
What happens is it drops from license to permit.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's right. permission.
Yes, permission.
That's why we get gun permits. We don't have gun licenses.
Right. They just need permit. We're giving
in
you
New
permission.
Hampshire, it's a carry license, not a permit.
A license.
It's a license. Yeah.
Don't go away, Jim.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites, formerly known as MontvilleOffice.com. Liberty Office Suites has two locations, one in Montville, the second location has New Road in Parsippany. Ron's got about 60 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, et cetera, and a seminar room that can hold up to 70 people. Knappen will be teaching the CLE credits on July 29th. You should come to the SafeCon. Are you familiar with SafeCon?
I am not.
Okay, let me have this book here, right here. That's Jim is still here. We haven't thrown him out yet. But we probably will as the day progresses. So, Liberty Office Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. Ron Sousa is letting us use his place for free to hold the CLE credits that Knappen will be teaching.
Yeah.
And then on July 30th, Junior, we will be at the Parsippany Hilton for this event.
There.
You need to buy a booth. I'm telling you right now, contact John Willett. He's running it. I've been helping him out. You're going to want to be there. So, I just got U.S. Law Shield involved as well.
Second one, and the first one was off the hook.
Yeah, you're gonna love it.
We'll be there.
You're gonna love it. So, Gadnap, and talk about this Ginta or Ginta.
Well, the audience has no idea that she's coming.
They have no idea what it is. Matter of fact, look, Burgess Meredith from Rocky just walked in.
Hey, Rocky.
You're gonna eat lightning and crap thunder. Amen. All right, glad to see you here. All right, so something's going on
in New Hampshire. Where
that was obscure and weird. That's just weird.
Seven people out of the millions of people.
Sorry about that.
Thank you, though. We appreciate that.
The idea is in 1986, when the Gun Owners Protection Act passed, it made it possible so that you can buy a long arm, rifle, or shotgun in a state other than your state of residence. Right.
Right.
So that was a good thing. And it originally was to do it for handguns and long arms. But of course, the legislators from Jersey, Hughes, got a cut so that handguns weren't part of it.
You see, what starts in New Jersey doesn't stay in New Jersey.
No, it never does. They have to constantly apply
the Lautenberg Act.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So what happened there was it screwed us out of that. Now, since then, we've had the NICS check, National Instant Check. So what it means is that it's really just silliness stopping someone from one state buying a handgun in another state when there's a national instant check and it's all through a federal dealer only. What's the big deal? As long as you obey the law one state and the other, the dealer has that obligation. It's worked fine for long arms. We should be able to do it for handguns, too.
Right.
That way, you could go to a gun show in Pennsylvania with your Jersey pistol permit and buy a handgun legally from a dealer.
Or go to a state like New Hampshire where there is no sales tax and you're saving money.
Exactly. They should. So this is something, the Ginta's bill. Now, even more importantly, there are places like Washington, D.C., that don't have a gun shop.
Right.
So how do you buy a gun if there's no shop in your place? Right? So because of these factors and others, there's a push to, you know, finally and stopping interstate sale is just contrary to America anyway. I mean, since what other goods I'm not allowed to buy? What good? Tell me one good that I can only buy in my home state.
Right. No interstate.
I mean, if I even have prescription medication, I can buy it in another state. If
you could go to a CVS.
What am I limited? What am I limited? Nothing. Right. If I'm in that other state, I can buy alcohol in that state. Right. I can buy cigarettes in that state.
What can I
can buy it in the state where it's legal, not the medical stuff.
Right.
But if I'm prescribed, and it's legal. I mean, think, there really isn't anything
true.
If you're
right.
in that jurisdiction except a handgun.
Right.
What
right.
the? And, I'm sorry, and that's right. constitutionally protected, the boot?
Exactly.
But you can't only in your state of residence, Rocky. Only there. Yeah. I mean, it's stupid.
True. You're out of
Why?
Control.
I am. Yeah, and it just doesn't make any sense. So Ginter's bill is to address that very thing. It's to address that and say, look, you can buy out of state
stupid,
from yeah. a dealer.
Right.
From a dealer.
Right. Well, you know, you have to stop all those internet gun sales. That's the big problem.
That jackass Trayvon Martin put his gun up for sale. No. Which is not Trayvon Martin.
Yeah,
wow, that was
bad. That was a class act.
That was bad.
That was Zimmerman.
That kid was killed by Trayvon. By right. Trayvon Martin was killed by Zimmer.
Anybody's trying to make some money.
Gun broker took it off. I'm glad.
But really? Why'd that bother you?
Come on. Shut up, Evan. He's just kidding.
Why? I said, come on. That's cool, man.
That's
so
cool.
This gun
I don't
clipped
the
life.
No, I don't
and he was giving you also a lifetime supply of the Skittles and watermelon iced tea. Watermelon iced tea.
I don't want to hear
that. That was a class act. That was awesome.
So
I was laying it down, man. Perfect.
So Jim and Napin, what do I carry with me if I'm a member of U.S. Law Shield? I get pulled over by a cop. He's going to arrest me. Do I have a SAC card?
You can
silent?
Leave anytime you want,
to remove a printout of the gun for gun broker auction of Zimmerman's gun.
There we go. He's
and say, you
roll.
See this right here? This is an auction.
Oh, now you're treated to what goes
come
on
it's the old
during the
H.L.
Mencken. Breaks.
Nobody ever yes. lost money underestimating the taste of the American people.
That's very true. Yes,
that's
yes,
it, man.
The paraphrase P.T. Barnum.
No, seriously, the Law Shield thing is awesome.
But what do I do? I'm pulled over by
a cop. That was
a
that was smooth, man.
I'm pulled over by a cop.
That was smooth.
Yes. I'm a skilled radio personality. Highly trained. Highly trained.
Don't try this at home.
I'm pulled over by a cop in New Jersey. And I'm a member of USLawShield.com. What do I do when I'm pulled over by that cop? What do I do?
Well, you're going to have a membership card that's sitting there right in your wallet.
Okay.
And you got a nice little statement on the back that invokes your rights if you so choose to read that. And in addition, you got the two numbers there. So if something escalates to a point where you think, you know, you feel uncomfortable and you need to contact an attorney,
you could call Shecky Green over here. He'll
yeah,
show
yeah,
up.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. There you go.
Right. With his bad MF wallet. Yeah,
we have matching wallets. Do you have one of these, Jim?
I don't.
Get out of studio.
Thank you.
Oh, he wants to leave now. I just got him in. Willett, I just got U.S. Law Shield at SafeCon. I should be working on a commission
for this
shit.
Yeah, I know.
Napin, question.
Yes.
Ant, here's a question for the next Napin show. I'm helping my grandfather through the process of buying his first modern handgun for home defense. He's received his FID card, and now his town, Lakewood, is processing his pistol purchase permit. The other day he asked me a question I didn't know the answer. His wife does not have an FID nor any gun of her own. If his wife is forced to use his gun in the house for defense, for instance, when he's not home, would there be any legal issue when the cops arrive at the house and find her standing over the perp holding the gun? Joe H. from the faraway planet known as South Jersey.
Any legal issues?
Yes.
When the cops come there
yeah.
and she's over the perp with the guns. No,
yeah, she
no.
used grandpa's gun.
No,
there
would
have
be
an
no
FID.
Legal issues whatsoever. The cops are just going to ignore the body on the ground
right.
and walk away.
That's not
no.
what he meant. Come
here's
on,
what, here's
get with
the
program.
All right. So the question is not about legal issues as to the shooting. We're going to
yes.
assume it's a righteous shoot. Totally righteous.
Okay.
And the question is really boiled down to is, can my wife use my gun?
Yes.
And the answer to that is technically no, because there's no temporary transfer provision that permits you to loan or lend your firearm to your wife. It's just no exemption. The only time your wife can use your handgun is at the target range in your presence or while hunting in your presence. And if that's not the case, she cannot have your gun. As contrasted to the section under 2C58-6.1 that says minor under 18, if it's a minor and it's you're the father or guardian, et cetera, or mom, you can have your child temporarily transferred.
Correct.
So in that situation, if you give the gun to your wife, it is a violation. But if you give it to your 8-year-old daughter, you're okay, because there is exemption for minor, but not for adult. Now, in reality, if she somehow accessed your firearm, used it for a righteous self-defense shoot, she's going to have a defense known as necessity. And I would find it highly doubtful that any prosecutor would prosecute her for using your gun in a righteous self-defense shooting. But if that were to happen, because who knows, never underestimate how anti-gun a prosecutor might be, she'll have the ability to look toward the other defenses, even though it was technically illegal.
But she will still be arrested?
Most likely, you know.
And face legal fees and everything, which is right. Why yeah, Grandma should really other... have U.S. Law Shield. That is a professional segue. Thank you.
You did that really well. That was really well.
I hope that answered your question, Joe.
Do we send the bill to U.S. Law Shield for that commercial?
Or? I got a question from Mike LaChapelle, who's very active in the 2A in the state. Hi, Evan. I have a question for you. I'm a member of ANGRPC and have a New Hampshire carry permit that expires June 30th of 16. I would like to renew it, but I am concerned I will be rejected due to the fact that I do not have an NJ carry permit. I don't want to deny it on my New Hampshire renewal. Could you advise on what to do? I remember that Scott and you had the lawsuit.
Yes. We're pending any day now. We should get the opinion.
Okay.
And hopefully the Supreme Court will invalidate their requirement that you have a license from your home state and you'll be able to get your New Hampshire non-resident. We're waiting as soon as we get the decision. But I can also tell you that based on New Hampshire law, state versus, it's the Orr case, O-R-H, Orr, that under the Orr case in New Hampshire, if you carry concealed on your person a semi-automatic handgun and there's no round in the chamber and the magazine is not in the gun, and on the other side you have a loaded magazine, you have your jacket over both, you can do that with no license. It's legal.
Where? What state?
In New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
You can then draw the gun, put the mag in, rack the slide. Now you're open carry, which
only
you don't need a license.
So
this is the way to legally do it.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
We up? And this segment is brought to you by Philly Gun Training, PhillyGunTraining.com. Jim Fisher has been to Philly Gun Training already. Jose is having an event, Black Guns Matter. Shanine Allen will be there. Please go on PhillyGunTraining.com's website and check them out. Jim, you've been to a lot of ranges. What do you think of my place?
I can easily say this is one of the most impressive facilities I've ever seen.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We try. Wait till you see when the expansion's done, when the Taj Mahal is going to be done. And we'll be having more seminars and classes here. We have a thing here called Each One Reach One. If you're a member of the range and you bring a new shooter in, when they fill out their paperwork, ask the ladies up at the front desk for a poker chip. When we have the grand reopening of the Taj Mahal here, anybody that has poker chips will get, if you have six poker chips, you'll get six pulls at a game of chance to win platinum memberships. Maybe firearm-related stuff. We can't raffle off firearms in New Jersey.
Never do that.
Yes, but, you know, we would never
do that.
But
you might raffle off a gift certificate.
That you can use to buy a firearm.
Yeah.
See, there's always the loophole. Evan Knappen will be here again July 8th. His gun law book is for sale here, as well as his knife law book is for sale here. So keep that in mind.
Signed,
by the way. Just got an email from Matthew Warnke, who was a guest on the show. It took 4 months and 6 days, but now I'm the newest holder of an FID card in the state of New Jersey from Paramus.
Wow.
Yes, 4 days, 6 months. That sucks. He goes, I'm going to need some help easing my wife into the idea, and thank you at Gun for Hire for putting up with this god-awful blue state and making your dream work here so that guys like me can be a little more free. Matthew. Thank you very much, Matthew. We try, we try. And Jim, from a guy who's covering both states and saying we're one of the top places, I really appreciate you saying that.
I mean it.
You see, we're so close to New York. You see the diversity that walks through these doors?
Yeah, it's incredible. Okay?
Breaking those stereotypes every day,
yep,
baby.
Absolutely.
Every day. We even let Evan here.
Which is amazing.
Okay? Breaking. We let lawyers shoot here. Yeah. Unbelievable.
But dare you call him an attorney?
Knappin is the man.
Man, I'm pretty bent over that.
A couple other things. June 4th and 5th, Masad Ayoub is going to be here for MAG 20, 2 days, very classroom cool. only. Masad Ayoub is going to be here again June 4th and 5th. Yes, next week's show will be from the Blade Show in Atlanta.
Yes, it will.
And Knappin will be on again. 3 weeks in a row.
I'm going to be a Blade.
Anybody else you want to line up?
I love Blade.
Anybody else you want to line up to be on the show?
I do.
The promoter,
I have people
or
there.
Whatever.
They're
grab a few people and talk to the promoter. Find us a cool room again or whatever. I think it'd be really, really cool to have everybody back on. By the way, I got a couple of messages today. I told everybody to bullet vote for Tom King for NRA Board of Directors, mm-hmm. and Tom King was reelected for another 3-year term for NRA Board of Directors. In 361 days, I will be running for an NRA board seat.
You're
again.
You're going to go for
I'm
that
doing it
punishment
again. Yeah, well,
again.
Once my stuff is buried. Yeah, I want to do it because I'm the thorn in their side. Come on, Evan. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It was laugh
it's
a minute
be a lot
last
of fun.
Time.
Whatever.
Oh, man.
I ran as a real disruptor last time.
They locked him out of the NRA convention.
Oh, my God.
Jim, I was on the
they
education.
Canceled his room reservation.
I got appointed to the Education and Training Committee. I was so vocal, I didn't get a reappointment.
The Donald Trump of NRA members.
I sure ran my that. Website. If you look for NRA, Colangelo for NRA.com. I ran under the antagonistic platform.
Yes.
It was on my website. And you know what?
It cost me.
I missed by 4,000 votes. And I was not endorsed by NRA.
Dude, they did everything they could.
Okay?
They buried your ass on the back page. It was like Colangelo was after Zebra.
That's great.
I just want to go in and have some fun. See, they get pissed because when I go to the annual meetings, I take pictures of how many Jazzies and scooters are parked outside. It's the only. I'll be there
it's
next
time for
week.
The
it's the only function.
Sure break.
Jim, you're young. How old are you?
26.
Okay, you've never even seen this shit before. When you go to an NRA buffet breakfast, they have prune juice. Okay? Nap, when's the last time you saw prune juice at a function?
Come on, you're kidding.
He's
no,
trying
they have
to be
prune juice.
Here.
They do not.
Nap, they have orange juice, apple juice, prune juice. This is why they don't like me down there. But I don't care. I'm a
Keep
Ring of Freedom member. I'm a Heritage Society member. I'm a high donor to the NRA. I'm loyal to the NRA, but they need to make changes. The NRA needs to represent diversity, youth, and people of color. It can't be the standard bearer of fat old white guys anymore.
There he goes. He's killing me.
Evan stepped
outside.
What's
wrong with fat white boys?
Fat old white boys.
What's wrong with fat old white boys?
Because the NRA can't get more than 4 or 5 million members because they're saturated with the old white guys. We need to go after diversity, color, youth.
Why?
Because we want to have 12 million members in the NRA, 15 million members of the NRA, and we need to disrupt the top echelon a little bit. I need to go in there
Mount
with
Douche
my ball peen hammer. Yeah, when you go to NRA, have you been to an annual meeting yet, Jim?
I have not.
When you are you going this year or no?
I may.
Okay. Stay away from
when
him.
You go. Yeah.
Stay away.
If I want to go back,
stay away from the NRA has. I love my ball peen hammer. The NRA has like an 80-foot booth with their top four guys. Pictures on the top. I looked up.
Yeah,
I went,
funny.
Oh, look, Mount Douchemore. Oh, yeah.
And you didn't win?
Whoa. No, could you imagine?
Just imagine.
Could you imagine? I wasn't even endorsed by the NRA.
No, wow. They tried everything
and
they could.
A lot of high-profile people that Evan knows. Evan stood with me because we're friends. But
I
a lot
stood
of
by
organizations,
man,
a lot of
organizations
would not endorse me. They voted for me, but they would not endorse me.
Oh, Larry, really? Like what organization? Anyone you know? Anybody's big
yeah,
in New Jersey?
A lot.
Any, like, big organizations?
A lot.
Big organizations.
I don't want to say.
He just crapped himself right now.
Some national organizations.
Even national ones, too.
Yes, wouldn't endorse me.
Really?
So look out. Be on the lookout.
I'm shocked about that.
When I finish my term in 361 days and I give my orange suit back, you guys are going to back to Calandro for NRA. Listen, we're going to get in, and what's going to happen is I was told already that if you don't toe the party line, they won't give you any appointments or anything. That's fine, because then I'll just come on my bully pulpit here and say, guys, girls, members of the NRA, please send messages to the executives of the NRA, because you voted me in, but they're not giving me anything to do. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
It sure
will. If anything, it'll be a lot of fun.
No, it's great radio.
I
like it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So I think that's cool. Jim, we're going to plug you one more time. What was this? USLawShield.com?
Sure is.
USLawShield.com. Yep. And it's $10.95, an extra two something if you want 50 state coverage.
If you want to be covered in all 50 states, correct.
Okay, and so I'm covered. So Knappen is the attorney right now.
He sure is.
Okay. So if something happens to me, he's going to be my guy for that price.
It
Man,
is.
If I only had that 22 months
you
ago.
You could have saved a couple of houses,
shit.
My friend.
No, I probably would have put. I would probably
That's a
would
different
have put
program.
U.S. Law Shield out of business. Yeah. I would have bankrupted them. That happens.
We're pulling
out
of Jersey. Yeah.
Evan, seriously, yes. How serious is national reciprocity? How serious?
I'm extremely serious, and that's the key. We need that. It's the number one issue. It's the number one win we could have. And we'll see it with, you know, Trump as president, but I'd like to see it sooner. It should be put through on an appropriations bill, but I don't know why it hasn't, but it really should be. The sooner we get that, the sooner our guys are protected in every state. And keep in mind, there are less and less hunters. Less and less hunters. Hunters used to be the bulwark of Second Amendment protection.
Yes.
But now what we have is a tremendous growth of concealed carry.
44 states.
And the carriers, every day, everyone who carries a gun has a vested interest in their own personal safety and therefore an own vested interest in the Second Amendment. By getting national reciprocity, it'll end the BS. And just like our driver's license, you'll be able to carry everywhere you go, just like your driver's license is for your car. And that freedom will be ingrained as a new bulwark of protection to the Second Amendment, taking the place of our ever-shrinking amount of hunters. It's the future. We've got to do this to protect the future. It'll then end the anti-gun states bullshit, frankly, because their denial to citizens will become irrelevant. When everyone can carry in the state, except for those that live in the state, that ain't going to last real long.
Correct.
All right?
Equal protection.
So this is the way to expand it and ensure it and to preserve it for the generations to come, because it goes directly to the heart of what we most believe in. Self-defense. And we need the means to defend ourselves, and that means having a gun. And if you can carry that gun anywhere in the country, you have the means and you're preserving self-defense, and that's what saves the Second Amendment. It's that important. So we got to see it get done.
So Knappen will be on again July 8th, by the way. So, Jim, you're young. You're 24, you said?
26.
26. So just think about this. I said this on the last show and the show before, you didn't hear it, but you're alive to see the first black president. Quite possibly the first orange president with Donald Trump, right? And then you're definitely going to see a female president in your life. I might not, but he's definitely going to see a female president.
Well, I would also say that you and I have lived long enough to see the last black president.
You think so?
Yeah, I do think so, considering the record that's been left behind.
You don't think he did a good job?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's a shame, considering he did help the gun industry.
My gun stock went up pretty well.
I mean, no one yes. did more for the gun industry.
Yeah, nobody.
We put aside his wonderful work with the gun industry.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I think that I always thought that our first black president was going to be a conservative.
Right, that makes the most sense.
I always thought that, you know. Yeah. Well, like a Herman Cain.
It was the Republican Party that ended slavery.
I always thought it was going to be, was going to be a liberal. Yes. He even knows that. He's 26 years old.
I worked in politics prior to this, so.
There you go.
Really? Nice to know. So, Evan.
This future is, there's hope for the future.
Evan, what are we going to do about everybody who smokes cigars or vapes? You should go on the FDA's website and sign the petition, by the way, that Cigar Rights of America started. I belong to CRA just like I belong to NRA because I'm a cigar smoker and I believe in our individual freedoms. And again, like I said, the government just takes something from us and they tax it and they sell it back to us, which, you know, my freedom I hate. Evan, we're throwing you out. Jim, you're going to be in the hot seat for the last segment. Go back to your seminar. See you at the Blade
Thank
Show.
You. Yes.
Thank you.
Goodbye, folks.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it up!
And this segment's brought to you by me.
Nice.
NJSafeCon.net, NJSafeCon.net. July 29th is the CLE credits at LibertyOfficeSuites.com. And then the 30th, all day Saturday, I believe it's 10 to 4, 10 to 5, at the Parsippany Hilton, is NJSafeCon. John is about 60 or 70% sold out with vendors. We're going to have speakers there, by the way, Jim, like Shanine Allen, Keith Pantaleone, people that were wrongfully arrested and everything. We did it last year in Vineland, and it was about 300-400 people because Vineland is 2 hours from northern New Jersey. Now, this year, by having it in Parsippany, which is so close to the tri-state area and so densely populated, we're looking at thousands of people. And the Parsippany Hilton is beautiful. So you're going to hook up with John Willett, who's running thing. You see the Henry Rifle's going to be there, RTSP, the Bullet Hole, ANJRPC. Liberty Office. That's Ron Sousa because he's donating his place. So this is going to be a great opportunity for you and all of us there. And there's people out there that say, oh, it's just another dog and pony show. But you see what goes on. Scott Bach fighting on one angle. Evan Knappen trying to bring this Christopher Short case up on another angle. We're not like Pennsylvania. Even though Pennsylvania, you know, they knocked the reciprocity. See, you only need one jackass to disrupt everything.
That's right. Sure.
And break the system. And that's what happened. And that's why we need people like these guys to help get us to the next level. So this is, what's the uslawshield.com?
Correct.
So again, Knappen spoke highly of it. I intended to speak to Knappen about it, and he beat me to it, and he brought Jim here with him to my place. which I think is great. And, you know, he signed up the people who were taking the law seminar. So everybody should check out uslawshield.com. And if you have more questions, send them to us. We'll have Jim back on. And then you'll get a chance to see him July at the NJ SafeCon as well. So we cover a lot of stuff on this show, like Each One Reach One with the poker chip. The Napin book is in stock. June 9th, we're also having a diversity shoot here. Tony Simon's doing another one. His Facebook page is Simon Says Train. He's been holding sold out, you know, jam-packed diversity shoots. I let him use the place
for free.
And they
grow and grow and grow and grow.
Correct. And he's doing it 24/7. He's on it. Also, we're offering in Woodland Park at the AmVets is the MasterYourGuitar.net. Which we bought the guy the PowerPoint projector and the screen and the rest of the stuff. And he's teaching free guitar lessons, and he's asking for donations, and the donations go to veterans organizations, because that's how we do things. We keep, you know the deal. We keep everything. We keep everything in the family, and we support each other, from selling Girl Scout cookies at the front door to, you know, whatever civic thing we have to do. The other big news is if you haven't signed up for June 4th and 5th for Masad Ayoub for Mag 22 days, I don't know what you're thinking, because I cut my teeth with Masad Ayoub. 1992, I took LFI-1 in Concord, New Hampshire. Actually, Bow, New Hampshire, at the Frontier Sportsman's Club. I stayed in Concord, New Hampshire, which is Evan lives right out. He lives in the Concord, New Hampshire. And Masad Ayoub is up there in age, and he's been a prolific writer and a prolific expert witness for, 40 years. And I secured him because I always call him my master, and I see him at Gun Rights Policy Conference and SHOT Show every year. And this will be his third year. The first year we did 20, which was classroom only. The second year we did 40, which was classroom and range. Now we're doing 20 again this year, which is just classroom. And the year after we'll do 40 again. So we have enough people who want to take the live fire portion of it. But you have to come and you have to check out Mag 20. It's 2 days. It's classroom. It's seminar. But the way Masad Ayoub articulates and the wealth of knowledge that he has that he's going to share with everybody in the shoot, don't shoot scenario, aftermath, guns you should carry, ammo you should carry. And he's there to answer all of your questions. And he's there to, you know, to be there. And for as long as he lives, the deal is if you take a Masad Ayoub class, if you get into trouble, he will appear in court as an expert witness for free. He says you pay for his flight, give him a couch to sleep on, buy him a case of Rolling Rock beer and a carton of Kent 100 cigarettes, and he will be an expert witness for you as long as he reads the police reports and he feels it was a justifiable shoot. I can tell you right now, Jim, you know how much expert witness costs.
Absolutely.
When you got to bring
astronomical cost.
And let me tell you something. Ayoub is the expert witness you want to walk in a courtroom with, especially if you're in New Jersey. Imagine walking in a courtroom with Evan Napin
and Masad Ayoub.
That's a dream team.
Okay, team. I just handled some stuff that spurred from a domestic divorce, and I had four of the lawyers. Okay, Napin was the anchor there. And let me tell you something. There's nothing like being in court with those four representatives and them having an answer for everything that the prosecutor has or the judge has, them having a rebuttal and an answer off the top of their head. You hear Napin, 2C59 4F subsection C, you know.
Yeah,
I was telling these guys a year and a half ago when I was going through the initial stages of it, I live in a hotel right now, and I couldn't get my firearms ID card back because I live in a hotel. And the prosecutor was like, no, he can have it back. And Napin said, excuse me, Your Honor, but pursuant to 2C, blah, blah, because it's a transient address, we would prefer the police department hold it because it would be illegal if he was to accept that firearms ID card. The judge's face, he looked at the prosecutor like, you okay with that? And the prosecutor looked at the judge and said, I'm okay with it. And the judge was like, okay, that's fine. Like, because they just trusted him because of that,
right,
that level of confidence. And he knows it. He's the only guy in this crazy state that knows all of this shit. His firm knows all of this shit in the back of his hand.
His brother Lou, too.
Because Lou, yeah. Well, Lou has come to court with me as well. And Lou's the same thing. 2C fit. They know the angles. They know how to play it out. And they're the guys that you want to have in your corner. And that's why when I found out Evan was aligned, because there was other companies out there selling, insurances and stuff like that. And people would ask me, and I'd be like, listen, I don't know enough about them to give you advice. Jimmy Young, if you're listening to the show, you'll remember you asked me about 6 months ago about some other insurance thing, and I said, yo, I can't tell you what to do because I've never heard anything good or bad, right, wrong, or indifferent, so I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to recommend it to somebody, and then when he needs them, they're not there, you know? So that's something you want to think about. So you want to align yourself with the best and the most educated, you know, and people would shudder. So again, getting full circle, Masoud Ayoob. Masoud Ayoob taught me so much on how to handle the aftermath of a shooting and how to prepare your house if you're ever involved in a shooting. And he's quite the character. Have you ever met him yet?
I have not.
Stop by when he's here. He's here.
I
won't be here the 4th. I'll be here the 5th. We'll be at the Blade Show the 4th, the evening of the 4th, but I'll definitely be here the 5th.
Awesome.
And I'll introduce you to him. And he's aligned with a few other companies and stuff, the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network and stuff. But you'd like to get a picture of him because you're 26 and he's, I think, 16. 68 now, and he's an icon, and you know you're just coming up, and he'll be at the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Tampa in September. I'll be at that also as well. They didn't ask me to speak again this year.
Yeah,
is it because I'm an asshole? What? What? USLawShield.com. And you're Jim Fisher.
I am.
And you handle PA in New Jersey.
Yep.
Love it. Thank you for coming on the show.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
The best. Evan Knappen will be back here July 8th. Jim will probably be here July 8th. Might even be here June 5th to check out Masoud Ayoob. May 26th, we're teaching CPR here. May 28th, we're teaching Quick Clot here. June 5th, Urban Carbine at our Cedar Grove location. June 12th, Urban Pistol at our Cedar Grove location. June 20th, Urban Shotgun 1 here at Woodland Park Range. I already talked about Masoud Ayoob, June 4th and 5th. Evan Knappen, July 8th. Thank you all for all of your support. Remember, Calandro for NRA is coming up in a year or two. My advisors and my dream team are going to tell me when they can let the horse out of the gate. So, NRA, Douchemore, I'm coming for you. And congratulations, Tom King. We endorsed him. We told everybody to bullet vote. He won. I can't wait next week to see how many votes he got with our support and backing. Jim, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Sandy, F you.
Nice. Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Baroni. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Jim, thank you so much for coming in and putting up with this nonsense in the Sausage Factory. We love you guys. We will see you again next week. Winston, it is time to say goodbye to everybody. It's time to wake up, my friend. Winston, wake up. Atta boy. We love you guys. See you next week. From sea to the shine.